Drive comes in from Sio from dummy half. Now then, Phil Bentham's checking
shot,
here.
Isn't he?
Has he got the ball on the line? Well, we can't see because the one of the tacklers there is Ryan Manili, who's obscuring
the
man.
He's short.
Try's been awarded. Has been awarded. And it is Michael Sio who's nicked one. Early doors for Wakefield then. We're 7.5 minutes in. And it's Wildcats 4, Halifax 0.
Yeah, we've just had indiscipline there. And I say, Richard Marsh, I'm just looking at Scott Morrell. He's getting his players around there. And I'm sure he's saying, listen, we just can't keep, you know, giving silly penalties away. Piggybacks into our own, into our own 22. Because Wildcats, with some of the players, what they've got, the better quality what they've got, they will take opportunities there. But
so, conversion is added from straight in front there. Joe Arundel, 6-0, the Wildcats lead. Here is Morrell once again. Scott Morrell makes his Halifax side tick. He's ghosted his way through here. Scott Morrell, can he take on the last line himself? No, he waits for a player. Not sure why he didn't have a go there.
Why didn't he go himself, Deutsche? Why didn't he go himself?
Not sure at all, but they've played it again. And here is Morrell once more. Cut out pass this time to Heaton, this near side. Heaton shrugs off one man. Gets it away in the right-hand corner to Eccleston. And Jake Eccleston has hit back for Halifax. 10 minutes in. And that they've got a touchline conversion to level it. At the moment, Wakefield lead though by 6-4. Inside the left-hand upright, with a successful conversion from his first attempt this evening. 6 points apiece. And Enterprise, now then, kicks come in, and the kick has bounced fortuitously back off the Halifax post. And Michael Sio is first to react, and he gets across for his second try of the game. We've had just about 30 minutes of the contest here. And Wakefield have hit the front for the second time with a second CO try and a great element of fortune about it. It's Wakefield 10, Halifax 6.
As you just mentioned, Deutsch, element of fortune, but you make your own luck. And Godinier was just realistically a nothing kick into the in-goal, but it took a bit of a bounce, hit the upright, and CO, he was the first to react just a yard away from the Halifax try line. He just managed to dive over and put the Wildcats in front by 4 points.
Makes no mistake, from pretty much straight in front of the post. 2 from 2 for him. 2 tries for Sio, and Wakefield lead by 12 points to 6, 9.5 minutes before the break. Oof, big hit there by Richard Moore on Michael Simon, but he bounced off him, did Simon, and he bounces off another Halifax defender and gets the ball down for the third Wildcats try. Well, if you can't find the skills to break down the opposition, then why not use a bit of brute force? 3.5 to go before the break. And the Wildcats have opened up a 10-point lead with a conversion to come.
And that try line, and the second player, third player again, went upstairs, just got brushed off. And as you said, Deutsche, just brute force, got him over that try line. The Wildcats at the moment just taking control with 3 minutes to go in this first half. But just a little bit more urgency coming now.
And no problem from the boots of Joe Arundel. So 18 points to 6, Wakefield lead. And that will be the half-time whistle blowing them from Phil Bentham. So the teams leave the field at Bellevue. 18-6, the Wildcats lead. Wakefield extend their lead then with Joe Arundel's penalty. 20 points to 6 is the score.
It was the right call, and I say it was just the indiscipline from Halifax again, and Wakefield just building up better pressure now. And I say it's for my 3 scores. And maybe just taking the game away from Halifax. Let's just see what response we're going to get here now from Halifax.
Looked like he might have wrestled a couple of defenders off, but has been finally brought to the ground. Now Washbrook, short ball from Washbrook to Mullally. And Anthony Mullally has crashed his way across. Referee Bentham checks with the in-goal judge and awards the try. And that is that. Wakefield, well, if they hadn't won it already, they have done now. Just 13 minutes to go as the ball was touched down. And it's Wakefield 24, Halifax 6.
As you mentioned there, Deutsche, they haven't already won it, but they certainly have now. Mullally just coming into a lovely short ball. But I say Halifax just coughing the ball up, And at this level, patience and pressure will tell in the end. And I say Mullally, he's been one of Wakefield's best here this evening. And that certainly makes the Wildcats taking away the 2 points here tonight. And Brian Smith might just have a little bit of a smile on his face.
Joe Arundel then with the conversion. And makes no mistakes. A 26 points to 6 Wakefield Trinity Wildcats lead. Connor Robinson, who runs across field, gets it away then to Ben Johnston. And Johnston tries to get his way through. Johnston's got the ball away to Scott Morrell on the inside, and Scott Morrell will get a consolation try here for Halifax, and probably nothing more than their efforts deserve. They're going to be comfortably beaten in the contest. We've got 3 minutes to go, and Scott Morrell makes it 26 points to 10, and very quickly Steve Tyrer just puts the ball down and bangs it straight between the H's to make it 26 points to 12 now.
Far too late now, and as you can see, they've got the players who like to pass the ball, good players who can support. They should have asked more questions. Playing on the fringes, like the big forwards running at the Wildcats, fringe defenders, and creating a bit more space.
The game's gone down centre field, but they have thrown away the ball speculatively. And here is a break from nothing from Max Jarrett, the Wakefield fullback. And Jarrett has got clear down the far side. He's been chased down by a couple of defenders, that stepped out of the tackle, and he will finish off with a bit of a spectacular effort from fullback there, with a 70-metre run to score in the left-hand corner and wrap it up for good for the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats, who now lead by 30 points to 12.
Yes, and to say Halifax, he just summed up their performance. The big second row just trying to sling out an impossible pass there. Went to the Wakefield Wildcats, and I say Jack there, and he's gone, 50, 60 metres? Halifax just couldn't respond to that, and as I say, not a bad finish.
And it's waved away across the face of the posts. So no addition to that score, and it leaves us with a final score at Bellevue of Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 30, Halifax 12.